Merging with Shiva, lesson 243, working with the dream state. We really should have another word for this dream reality, as the word dream has taken on connotations of something that only exists in one's imagination. These kinds of dreams, when the person is in his astral body and can feel what he touches, emote to his experiences, think and talk, are not what is known as the dream state. This is an astral experience, similar to the death experience. But the astral body is still connected to the physical body. Dreams and death are brothers, with the exception that the silver cord is not broken, which is the psychic cord of actinodic energy, or the umbilical cord between the astral body and its physical duplicate, or of the physical body and its astral duplicate. Therefore, when one begins the regular practice of sadhana, meditation, mantras, correcting behavioral patterns in daily life, the astral body is able to disconnect from the physical body, and an astral reality is experienced, which is not a dream when remembered in a sense that dreams are usually denoted to be. The English language concepts of dreams, such as when I wake up, when I was dreaming, or I tried to remember my dream, set the pattern for the psychology behind dreams in the Western context. We could say, I realized I was consciously active as I re-entered my physical body and tried to impress in my physical brain the creative work, activities, thoughts, and feelings and experiences that happened throughout the night. This would be affirming 24-hour consciousness, of which the physical body plays a very small part in its apparent reality. Because they are experienced, because they affect our waking life, and because many of them are portents of the future, these are reasons Adi Shankara gave in saying that dreams are real in many respects. In the West, dreams are thought of as more or less unreal. In the East, they are thought of as both real and unreal. The Sanskrit word for dream, swapna, is etymologically related to the Greek word hypnos and includes the content of dream and the form or process of dreaming. It is one of four avastas or states of consciousness given in the Upanishads. Jagrat, the waking state. Swapna, the sleeping or dreaming state. Sushupti, deep sleep. And Turiya, the fourth state, also called samadhi. We have spoken earlier about the 24-hour consciousness of the mind and how even in the waking state, an uncontrolled mind is dreaming and fantasizing. And we made the point that it is only the physical body that experiences the phenomenon of sleep. The astral body does not have to. It can remain awake and active 24 hours a day because it is always functioning within the physical body during the physical body's waking hours as well. We actually live in our astral body 24 hours a day. That is the true home of the soul, mind, emotion, seed karmas. The astral body, when fortunate enough to have a physical body, uses it at least half a day, every day, when that body is not sleeping. More and more subtle dimensions of consciousness are dealt with in sadhana. Ultimately, perhaps, one even begins to work with dreams in subtle ways. The Hindu idea that one would not steal or injure, even in a dream, seems to reinforce this subtlety. A dream that might not mean anything to an ordinary person, say an incident of stealing, might be thought important to an adept. Often religious people suppress their natural feelings in order to live up to religious concepts of virtue and ethics that they have not naturally worked into and earned by clearing up their past behavioral patterns through daily sadhana, self-inquiry, and change in belief through belief therapy. This means totally eradicating one belief and replacing it with a new one that is more in line with the religious principles they have decided to mold into their life than were the older ones. Because of this suppression, the expression of the desires is released and experienced during dreams. Many people who have accomplished these repressions exceedingly well have repetitive dreams. Here the guru would take note of the dreams that were occurring to see if they were actually suppressed desires, feelings, and emotions that had to be talked about in the light of day and changed, especially if they are reoccurring. The reoccurrence of the same or similar dream experience indicates that work needs to be done within the seeker, who has set for himself too high a standard during the waking state and is not performing enough sadhana and tapas to maintain that standard. Therefore, the letdown comes when no one is watching. During dreams, he can do what he really wants to do. The key here for the seeker is not to carry the dream into daily life and then start to do what he did in the dream in the physical world. This would only make more karma and compound the situation, stop the sadhanas, and open a door for perhaps endless other karmas or a complete life change of personality. The remedy is, if possible, under the guidance of a guru, to perform certain sadhanas, tapas, penance, self-inquiry, even a penance for having the dream, while remembering the high standards of virtue and good conduct that should have been maintained during that sleep cycle. This explains the Hindu point of view that one should not steal, even during dreams, commit adultery, harm anyone, or act against dharma, the yamas and niyamas, in any way. Om Namah Shivaya.